anybody knew anything about my history. You know, they have some people in here that have been knowing me a while. You know, that's my second marriage. But, you know, my first marriage, man, I went through some things. And you know what? And I thank God because he honored me. And you know, even though what I went through in the first, you know, he honored me and he blessed me, you know, that I was able to get into a second marriage with a woman of God that's faithful, that's stickability. You know, somebody, you know, they say in the world, ride or die, she's been there. Guess what? Because when she could have left, she didn't. So I thank God for her. I love you. I probably don't say it enough, but I wanted to make it known today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians 5:18. And this is going to be the main thing. Why? Because why are we thankful? Because it's God's will. It's God's will. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians 5:18. And this is the main theme. And this is, it says, in everything, okay, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for you in Jesus Christ, or in Christ Jesus. God said, give thanks in everything, in all circumstances, in every situation, give thanks. Because it's God's will for us to be thankful, not just on Thanksgiving Day, but every day. Because we have a lot, I don't know about you, but I have a lot to be thankful for. You know, I'm going to quickly go through this because we don't have long. But, you know, Thanksgiving means, it just means to express a gratitude. It means being grateful, to express thanks, to show kindness. You know, that's what Thanksgiving means. And you know, in the purpose, God has a purpose, there's a purpose. Because it seems that the more that we want, or the more that we have, it seems like the more we want sometimes. Yeah. I don't know about you, but I done been there. It seems like the more we have, the more we want. Or we feel entitled to. But God wants to change our hearts. You know, he wants to change our hearts from being a complaint to praise. You know, from us being the complainers, you know, I remember talking, you know, I would complain and you know, because you don't know what you don't know what you really have. You complain too much. You know, he wants to change our hearts from complaining to praise, from criticism to encouragement, and from cynicism to faith, from selfishness and thinking it's all about us into faith and believing for what God wants to do. And I want to look at one example. Let's just go to Luke 17. Luke 17:11. And I think this is one of the best examples of that. Best examples of when they could have been complaining, they didn't. Let's look at Luke 17:11. And it says, oh, y'all got it on the screen. See, I got to get used to this. Now, on the way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. And as he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. For they stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, Jesus, a master, have pity on me. Now they were lepers. That means they couldn't be close to anybody. Because at that time, leprosy was an incurable disease that, hey, unless God healed you, you never would get healed. So they had to stay afar off. So they stayed afar off and they cried to Jesus. Let's go on. Next verse. And when he saw them, he said, go show yourself to the priest. And what Jesus was basically telling them to do is to go and show yourself to the priest, because at that time, the priest was the one that declared them clean. And as they went, they were cleansed. As they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus, well, let's stop that. And he was a Samaritan. Now, look, it was talking about 10 people went. But only one came back. And the one that came back was a Samaritan. In other words, he was the one that said, man, I'm not worthy. I don't even fit the part. I don't even qualify. Why? Because I'm not even a Jew. You remember, first of all, this was a Jew thing. You know, he's saying, I'm not even a Jew. I don't fit the bill. But you healed me. Now 10 of them went. 10 of them went away, but one came back. You know, and that was that Samaritan. That how many times in our lives that we feel, God, you know what, we're so unworthy. You know, Justin shared it this morning. We don't get what we deserve all the time. But guess what? But that Samaritan, what made the difference in that Samaritan is he came back. He came back because he realized, you know what? Thanksgiving is about, hey, when we realize we're not worthy of something, and God does it anyway. When we realize that it shouldn't have went the way that it went, but God changed it anyway. When we don't do what we're supposed to do, and God still shows up. So that's what that Samaritan was. He came back and he said, and Jack Jesus, he said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Let's go on. And he says, was no one found to return and give praise to God except for this foreigner? Even Jesus said it, man. He said, not everybody that came back. He said, look, he said, the foreigner, the one that didn't fit the bill, the one that didn't have any dealings with the Jews, he was the one that came back and gave praise. And then he said to him, rise and go your way. Rise and go. Your faith has made you well. So he's saying his faith has made him well. So that's the best example of that. That man, God wants to change our heart. Just like he changed that Samaritan's heart. He changed it. He could have been one that complained because he had leprosy. He could have been out there just complaining. He could have been one, but he changed his complaint to praise. He changed his criticism to where he's loving God and he's forgiving God. Not forgiving God, that he know God has forgiven him of what he's done wrong. Because those that had leprosy then was known as somebody, they thought, you know, anything happened in the Old Testament, you did something wrong. You know, it was because of your sin. It was because you didn't, something happened to you. Or you did something that you wasn't supposed to do. But because he knew he was wrong, he said, but God forgave him anyway. And it turned his cynicism into faith. Because Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. And so many times, you know, like I know in my life that, man, God, I don't get what I deserve. Hey, guess what? I'm not perfect in no way. I'll be the first one to admit it. I don't know about y'all. I'll be the first, hey, I'm not a perfect father, not a perfect husband, not perfect at anything but God. You know, but God. That's why I'm here. I could be thankful. Why? Because of what God has done in my life. Because I know I didn't deserve it. You know, it wasn't nothing Ronald could earn or accomplish on his own. It was all what God does and he chose to do in my life. All right? Let's go on. You know, because you can't be whole. You know, you can't be hopeful about the future. See, about being thankful for the past and grateful for what you're going through right now. See, that's why you got to thank God. No matter what, you can't be hopeful for the past unless you're thankful and grateful for what God is doing in your heart right now. So let's go on. And I'm trying to hurry up because we ain't got long. Okay. You know what? But there's some benefits to faith. Thankfulness is the key. You know, thankfulness really and truly is the key to life. It's a key to life. Because it changes you. Your outlook and your attitude. When you're thankful, just think about it. When you're thankful for something, it changes you. You know, I one of my sons, you know, he's going through something with sports right now. And I said, man, just thank God for where you're at. Thank God for where you're at. Just thank God for where you're at. Begin to thank God and then begin to confess what God says about your life. So if you begin to thank God for where you're at right now, because you know what it is? It's really the attitude needs to change. Because people feed on attitudes. The devil looking at your attitude. The devil knows, hey, if you ain't got the right attitude, he got you. So sometimes we got to have our attitude change. And guess what? If we be thankful, even though we know that, hey, we feel hurt. Even though we feel that, man, we don't deserve what we're going through. But if you be thankful and say, God, I thank you for where you got me at. Guess what? God will bring you to the next place. You know, we need to be thankful. Thankfulness brings the blessings. And we need to be thankful on the blessings what God is doing instead of the negative things. Man, we can look so much at the negative things in our lives. But guess what? If we look at it being negative, it ain't going to change anyway. If we focus on the negative, you ain't going to change nothing anyway. Think about this. What have you ever changed focusing on the negative? What has ever changed in your life because you focused on how bad it is? What has ever changed in your life when you focused on how much lack you had? And you know, it ain't nothing ever changed. But when we get in faith and we begin to thank God and we begin to believe God and we begin to ask God, that's when things change. You know, Kim said it this morning as they begin to pray and thank God because they had some things that were still unsolved, things that they still needed God needed to meet the need on. Why? What happened? See, they didn't focus on just the negative. They focused on, hey, God, if you open the door, I don't care how you do it, if you open the door, and guess what? We heard the testimony how God started opening the door. So we need to be thankful instead of dwelling on the negative things. Thanksgiving brings contentment. It accepts and embraces the will of God. Why? Because God says it's his will for us to be thankful. So when we're thankful, it embraces the will of God. It brings contentment in our lives. And let's look at 1 Timothy 6:6. But it says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. Why? Because, hey, thankfulness brings godliness in our lives. And with godliness comes contentment, and it's a gain to us. Why? Because, man, God don't want us to be all down and out. God wants us to be grateful. He wants us to be accepting. Man, everything in our lives may not be for us to say, oh, man, I like this. You might not like where you're at on your job. You might not like what's going on in your family. But guess what? If you just thank God and keep an attitude of thankfulness, it's going to bring contentment no matter what situation you're in. And that's the key, is to be content no matter where you're at, no matter what's going on in your life, you need to be content. Why? Because worrying ain't going to solve nothing anyways. Only God can change things. You know, when I'm worried, I waste more time than anything else. But if I trust God and say, God, look, you got to handle this because I can't, guess what? He's the one that can make it go through for us. Okay? And there's a value because God really values our thankfulness. Man, we serve a real God. He values our thankfulness. He knows that it's a hard time for us. He understands that it's rough times. But guess what? If you keep an attitude of thankfulness, God values that. And let's go on, because we're trying to get there. It's doing all right? Y'all all right? So my last thing is how are we going to develop? How are we going to develop a thankful heart? Because that's where God really wants to bring us to church. He wants to bring us to a place where we have a thankful heart. So how are we going to develop that? First of all, and this is going to be and I'm going to be closing. I got 3 points and I'm closing. Come on, we ain't staying all day. All right. The first one is this. Man, how can God develop a thankful heart in us? First of all, we got to thank God for everything in our lives. Be thankful for everything, the good, the bad, the ugly, everything we got to thank God for. Man, there's nothing in our lives that we shouldn't thank him for. Because if we want our heart to be changed, because first of all, only God can change our hearts. We can't change our own heart. Why? If that was the case, ain't none of us would be in here this morning. Why? We're here because we understand that God, I need you, number one. We're here because we needed a Savior in our life, and Jesus came and died for us. And guess what? He didn't die for us because we was perfect and we had it all together. He died for us because he knew we wasn't perfect. He knew we couldn't even get perfect without him. So that's the only reason why he died for us, because he knew the only way we would ever have a relationship with God the Father was through him. So it's in that we got to realize that, first of all, so we thank God for everything in our lives, everything that he's done, everything that he's doing right now, and we also can thank him for things that he's doing ahead. Let's look at this. Hebrews 13:15. Hallelujah. It says, though Jesus, therefore let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips that confesses his name. Thankfulness, being thanking God is the fruit of our lips. Man, when we offer God a sacrifice of praise, that, hey, when we don't feel like it, when everything's not going the way we think it should go, and we're still thanking him and praising him anyway, it said, God said it's a sacrifice of praise. It's the fruit of our lips that we confess his name. Because guess what? That God honors that. God honors us. He said, hey, when he began to thank God for everything that he's done in our lives. Guess what? He honors us. And as a father, a son, or how would you feel? Let me tell you this, because I have boys. I have girls. I have boys, but my girls are gone. They're older. My boy is still in the house. And I'm kind of challenged with them. Them rascals there, boy, look. But anyways, because we forget how it was when we was young. See, I forgot brothers fight all the time. And I'm like, but a father says, you know, and you couldn't see it when you was younger, but a father says he don't want his boys fighting. God don't want us, he don't want us against each other. You know, but hey, but you know what, but boys, you know, and so I'm like, man, y'all got to realize, man, y'all got to stop that. And you know, I'm telling you, y'all got to stop that, bro. Y'all need to get along. And I guess that's easier said than done, you know. But it's because they go, and I be telling them the thing, and they really, you know, they really rib each other all the time. They ready to call each other names in a minute, you know. And I'm like, bro, don't do that. Why are you doing that? Why are you tearing each other down? You don't need to do that, you know. So they getting there. They getting better, you know. I ain't telling them as much as I used to. But they're getting better because they don't understand the fruit of your lips. That's why the Bible says death and life is in the power of the tongue. Why? Because I'm trying to tell a man, look, guess what? Don't tear each other down. Guess what? The devil has enough tearing us down. We don't need to tear each other down. You know, the devil is already out there tearing Christians down. The devil is already out there trying to destroy home. The devil is already out there doing everything he can do to make our life a hell on earth. Guess what? We don't need to tear each other down. We need to be thankful and thank God for everything. No matter whether we like it or not, give thanks. And I know this is a process. Come on, we're not crazy now. We know this is a process. But guess what? You start off by thanking him. You start off today, but I'm going to thank him today. And I'm going to thank him tomorrow. And I'm going to thank him the next day. Why? Because you're building a habit of thankfulness. Because it ain't going to get there overnight. But guess what? If we build that habit of thankfulness, guess what? There'll be a time when we'll thank God no matter what we're going through. No matter what the devil throw, we'll say, okay, devil, you can throw another one because I'm thankful. I know that God's got me under control. All right? Number two, we going. Don't allow yourself to complain about anything. Watch your tongue. We talked about that a little bit. Philippians 2. Let's look at Philippians 2, 14 and 15. Don't allow yourself to complain about anything. Well, we're waiting for him to get it on the screen. Philippians 2, 14 and 15. It says, do everything without complaining or arguing so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God, without fault in a crooked and a depraved generation. Let me go back over there. It says, look, do everything without complaining or arguing so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and a depraved. Hey, the generation is already crooked and depraved. So that's why we don't need to fit in. We need to stand out. And it says, a crooked and depraved generation in which you shine like stars in the universe. In other words, God wants us to shine. And one way that we're going to shine is that when we don't allow complaints to come out, when we don't allow negative words to come out, when we stop tearing each other down instead of building each other up, that's when, guess what, we're going to see that, man, that we're not crooked, but we're pure God, we're lights in the world. Why? Because we don't complain about anything. And I know this is, guess what? I'm not saying this is, because guess what? We all on this path getting there. Come on, we ain't perfect. perfect. But guess what? The thing is, when we do, that's why it's developing a heart of thanksgiving. You develop something. You know, I coach boys, and I tell them all the time, it's not what you do once in a while. It's what you do every day. You know, if you work at it every day, then you'll be better. You know, some people, they want to develop stuff they want to do once in a while and think it's going to be it. No, you develop yourself every day. So how do you develop yourself every day? By every day determining, man, I'm not going to say nothing, fault finding. I'm not going to be disgruntled. I'm not going to allow myself to complain about things that I have no control over anyway. See, that's the key. We complain over things that we don't have control over anyway. And guess what? Our complaining don't mean nothing. So I teach them, I tell them, man, it's not what you do today. It's what you do today. It's what you do tomorrow. It's what you do the next day. And then when it comes to the game, guess what? You'll be able to do what you thought you can do. Why? Because you've already developed yourself. You already developed yourself. And see, as Christians, our Christian life is similar to that. It's what we develop ourselves to do. If we develop ourselves to be thankful, we'll be thankful. If we develop ourselves not to complain, we won't complain. So it's what we develop in ourselves to do. And it's God that does the changes, but we got to yield to the change. Amen. And this is a big one, and I'm finishing with this one. And don't compare yourself to others. Don't compare yourself to others. You know, that's one of the biggest things, because everybody won't be like Mike, but everybody ain't Mike. And I know that back in the day for some, they got, who they got now? They got LeBron James now. They got Stephen Curry. Well, he hurt, so he ain't doing that good this year. But guess what? Everybody got somebody that they want to compare themselves to. God don't want you to compare yourself to nobody. Why? Because he made you who you are. He made you an individual. You don't have to compare yourself to nobody. Guess what? Hard work pays off. If you do what you got to do and you do what you're supposed to do, you'll be what you're supposed to be. So don't compare yourself. Let's look at Galatians 6, 4 and 5. We're not going to compare ourselves. Each one of you should test his own actions. You know, we got to test our, why? Because we're not going to be tried by somebody else's actions. When we stand before God, he's not going to be looking at us for somebody else. When we stand before God, he's going to look at Ronald for Ronald. He's going to look at you for you. And guess what? That's what we got to give account to. So it says each one of you should test his own actions. Man, know why you're doing what you're doing. Understand what purpose you have in your life. Understand where God is taking you to and when he's going to bring you through. See, we got to understand it's our own actions. It's not what somebody else does that makes us. It's what we do and what we allow God to do in our lives. See, he said, then he can take pride in himself. Why? A lot of people are down on themselves because they're always comparing themselves to somebody else. It's time to stop comparing yourself to somebody else and compare yourself to who God wants you to be, who God made you to be. That's why everybody's changing who they are. They got to be this. They got to be that. They don't know where they're coming or going. Why? Because they're comparing themselves to somebody else. So stop comparing yourselves. And he said, and then you can take pride in yourself without comparing yourselves to somebody else, for each one should carry his own load. Why? Everybody's got a load to carry. Everybody's got something to do. Everybody's got a gifting on their life. Everybody's got a purpose and a calling. It's time for us to do. You know what's hindering the church? Because we're so busy comparing ourselves, we're not doing what God wants us to do. And because we're not doing what God wants us to do, the work of God is not getting done. We're talking about thankfulness here and developing a heart of thankfulness and knowing that, man, God, you got me. But, hey, I got to have myself. I got to understand what you are in my life. I got to commit my ways to you. God, I got to thank you for what you're doing. God, I got to thank you for where you brought me from. I got to thank God for where I am right now. I got to thank God for where he's going to take me to. Why? Because it's our responsibility to do what God's called us to do. And y'all don't even understand, I'm preaching this to myself right now. And you know what, guys, hey, girls, and ladies and gentlemen? You know, we understand that we have a real enemy. And he's going to fight every step of the way. But guess what? If we'll develop an attitude of praise and thanksgiving, if we'll keep a praise on our lips and thankfulness in our heart, God had a strategy down at the enemy, down the tactics of the enemy. He can begin to tear the strategies down that the enemy has for our lives, and he can begin to produce what he has for us. You know, if we keep thanking God no matter what, if we begin to praise him when we don't feel like it, if we begin to know, God, you got me covered, and my life is not in the devil's hands, but it's in your hands, that there's a purpose on my life, you got to know that God's got something for you, and it's coming to you if you'll be patient and wait on him. Hallelujah. How many want to be thankful? How many want to be grateful? Hey, that's because I know if it wasn't for the thankfulness of God, I wouldn't be here. Man, if it wasn't for the grace of God, I wouldn't be here. I should have been dead a long time ago. Man, the devil could have destroyed me a long time ago, but God, but God. See, we got to understand, you know, I tell some of the things to my boys, sometimes some of the stupid mistakes I done made and how God then took me out of things. Guess what? I got a $1,200 license. I'm going to share a little bit, tell on myself today. I have a $1,200 license in my pocket, not because I was a truck driver, not because I had a CDL, because I had tickets that was out of the wazoo. Hey, wasn't paying what I needed to pay at one time, driving a car without insurance, getting pulled over. I had one Justin talked this morning. I had an officer that pulled me over on a UV Long Bridge. Now, you know, that's scary enough, getting pulled over on a UV Long Bridge. And when he began to ram my plate, let me tell you just a synopsis of some of the things that, you know, the license plate on the car wasn't the right license plate. I knew how to draw a little bit. So my brake tag sticker wasn't even official. It was hand-drawn. Man, I'm going to tell you how God sometimes takes care of fools when we're doing foolishness because we're his child, because we have a knowledge of who he is. He forgets about those things. You know, the police officer began to run my license, and he looked at the brake tag, and he looked at the license plate. He said, man, I should bring you to jail right now. He said, "What?" I said, "Officer, I'm gonna tell you like this. This is my only vehicle right now. I was doing bad at that time, man. Y'all don't know. If you see this woman, you should thank God for her and for what God has done in my life. Because guess what? If it wasn't for her, I'm telling you, the fighting dirty is a disaster. I don't even have time to go into it. But guess what? I was riding dirty. I was messed up. My place wasn't right. The brake tag was wrong. The man said, I told the officer." I said, this is the only car I got to get back and forth to work. He said, well, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. He said, I'm going to let you go, but I bet not see this car on the road again. So how many know even in that, I said, God, I thank you because you didn't give me what I deserve. You didn't give me what I deserve. It cost me $1,200 to get my license straight when I got it straight. And I don't even have a CDL. But it's because God, man, it's because of just being thankful. God, you didn't give me what I deserve. God, I got to be thankful to you. Man, God, I have no choice but to be thankful to you. It can't be a one-time thing. Even when we pray at home, my boys don't even realize. I got them saying now, I thank you for my food. I thank you for my clothes on my back. I thank you for my house. Why? Because guess what? You don't know really how. You might think it's something. It's nothing to a lot of people. Guess what? It's something. How many people don't have food? How many people don't have clothes? Come on, I got to close and get out of here. Hallelujah. But we're going to be thankful. We're going to develop our Thanksgiving heart. We're going to thank God for everything in our lives. We're not going to allow complaint, and we're not going to complain about everything. And we're going to stop comparing ourselves to other people. Because God has a plan and a purpose for your life. So, Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that, Father God, to us, Lord, let me say it this way. God, to the world, Thanksgiving might be one day. But, Father, to us, God, we're going to choose to develop a thankful heart. That, Lord, we're going to thank you every day. Father God, we're going to stop complaining, God, about things that we can't change anyway. And, God, we're going to stop comparing. God, help us, God. We ask for you to help us, Father. Let me ask this. Everybody in here that felt that, man, this word touched them or it identified them in any way, could you stand up? You know, the first part of thanking God is, first of all, you have to have a relationship with God. You're not going to even understand the nature of thanking God or being thankful to God, a God that you really don't even know. So I'm asking, if anyone in this house, if anyone have never accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior, I want you to raise your hands. Hallelujah. Anybody? Hallelujah. Well, that's good. Everybody in the house know God. That's good. Well, in the next prayer, we're going to pray. Hallelujah. I just want to pray. Father God, you know, everyone that's standing, that God can identify with God how great you are and how thankful we need to be. So, Father, I thank you today, God, that God, that you're going to give us a heart of gratitude. Father, that you're going to change our hearts. That, Father, in Jesus' name, that God, that you're going to cause us, Lord God, just to thank you, Lord God, in ways that we've never thought to thank you before. God, that we're going to thank you for everything, Father, from the little to the much, God. God, when we're blessed, God, or not blessed, God, we're still going to thank you. And Father God, cause our hearts to not be full of complaints, but to be encouragers. Not to complain about anything, God, but God, to begin to encourage others. Lord, cause us to make things that we want to happen to us happen for other people. And Father, in turn, we know that you'll make what we make happen for others, God, you'll make happen for us. And Lord God, cause us, Lord God, Father, just not to compare ourselves. Father, we're good enough the way you made us. We're good, me, Lord. You made us. Say, I'm good enough the way you made me, Lord. And I thank you that I don't have to compare myself to no one because you've made me special. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we're going to develop an attitude of gratitude and a heart of thanksgiving, because we want you to change our hearts. And because of it, Father, we're going to be better. Our attitude is going to change. The way we look at things is going to change. And Father, we'll be a blessing and an encouragement to other people. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.